Next on the agenda was the Mississauga Tournament. Down the 115 to the beautiful 401 across Toronto we went. You have to love that Toronto traffic.
A beautiful summer weekend on the 401, where anything and everything seems to happen, usually in slow motion. But hey, Ian, Dunner, who's that coming up behind you?
It's Bud the Spud from the bright red mud, rolling down the highway smiling. The Spuds are big on the back of Bud's rig. They're from Prince Edward Island. They're from Prince Edward Island.
All together now.
Now from Charlottetown or from Summerside, they load him down for the big long ride. He jumps in the cab and he's off with the prize, the Bagels. He's got to catch the boat to make Harmontine, and he hits up that old New Brunswick line. To Montreal he comes just a-flying with another big load of potatoes. It's Spud the Spud from the bright red mud, rolling down the highway smiling. The Spuds are big on the back of Bud's rig. They're from Prince Edward Island. They're from Prince Edward Island. Now the Ontario Provincial Police don't think much of Bud. Cops have been looking for the son of a gun that's been ripping the tire off the 401. They know the name on the truck signs up in the sun, Green Gables. But he hits Toronto and it's 7 o'clock when he backs her up again the terminal dock, and the boys gather round just to hear him talk about another big load of potatoes. It's Bud the Spud from the bright red mud, rolling down the highway smiling.
I could listen to that one all day.
Well, we started off against the Kitchener Braves, a big 9-2 victory. Followed that with a less than inspiring 3-3 performance against Whitby 1. Next, we come up against the St. Catharines Athletics, needing lots of goals, and the boys came through. Ian Dunford, a tremendous effort, his second hat-trick of the year. Ryan Sharp, also a hat-trick. Mab threw another hat-trick in there, of course. And Tyler Sullivan, two big goals. Well, that put us into the final against Spartan. And we came up a little short, 7-4. So home from Mississauga we came, with our finalist plaque in hand.